The history of math is our intellectual foundation to understanding science. Science, beautiful, awesome, wonderful science. It's the creative foundation to our ineffable future. Hi, I'm Gabrielle Burchak, and this is my podcast, Math, Science, History. In the year 415, the infamous philosopher and mathematician Hypatia of Alexandria, Egypt, was savagely murdered by church monks. This murder shocked the Roman community and its government leaders. Hypatia was known far and wide as a respected philosopher, mathematician, government advisor, and a professor. Hypatia, the Sum of Her Life, is a book that I wrote that looks not just at the circumstances surrounding her death, but also at the sum of her entire life. I weave in the details of her education, disciples, Neoplatonic philosophies, female contemporaries, and the many mathematics that she wrote and taught about. There is truly more to Hypatia's life than her death. Hypatia, the Sum of Her Life, written by me, Gabrielle Burchak, is now on sale on Amazon. Buy your copy today. Shh, I have a secret. But we must be discreet. My secret is that I have a crush on Bruce Willis. But again, we must be discreet with this information. You see, it all started in Die Hard with a Vengeance. Actually, no, it was more like Moonlighting, but Die Hard with a Vengeance definitely sealed the deal. You see, his character, John McClane, was supposed to be on suspension from the New York Police Department, which kind of doesn't make sense because he was originally with the LA Police Department. But anyhow, an odd fellow by the name of Simon called the police chief to inform him that John McClane was not on suspension. Instead, John McClane would be caught up in a delightful adventure filled with puzzles and mathematics. The film premiered in 1995, and if you haven't seen it by now, you probably should. As a matter of fact, you should see all the Die Hard movies because they are all awesome. So anyhow, Simon tells the police chief that John McClane must solve all these riddles before the evil terrorist Simon Gruber detonates several bombs throughout the city. John McClane and his trusty sidekick Zeus Carver, played by the almighty awesome Samuel L. Jackson, are sent on a crazy adventure trying to solve all these puzzles. The movie is fantastic and really picks up when a bomb goes off in the subway station that's right by the Federal Reserve. This is when they discover that Simon has been planning to steal billions of dollars of gold from the Federal Reserve. As a fun side note, the writer of this particular film, Jonathan Hensley, was actually detained by the FBI because he knew detailed information about the Federal Gold Reserve in downtown Manhattan. But Hensley proved his innocence by showing that he received all of his information from an article in the New York Times. Kind of cool. I love this movie because of its cleverness. It has puzzles in it, as well as, of course, Bruce Willis, who is so dreamy. But I digress. The three puzzles I remember are, when I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. Every wife had seven sacks. Every sack had seven cats. Every cat had seven kittens. Kittens, cats, sacks, and wives. How many were going to St. Ives? The answer is one, because the riddle is prefaced with, when I was going to St. Ives. However, when my kids were young, I always loved stumping them by starting the riddle with, when I was leaving St. Ives. That one's always fun to do. Two, because it opens up an opportunity to explain geometric series. But that's another podcast for another day. Then there is the riddle, what has four legs and is always ready to travel? Well, we know that one. It's an elephant. But then here comes my favorite, and I love this one. There is a 3-gallon and a 5-gallon jug on the fountain. McLean and Carver have to fill one of the jugs with exactly 4 gallons of water and place it on the scale in order to keep the bomb from detonating. Not an ounce more and not an ounce less. Ultimately, McLean and Carver solve the problem and, of course, save the day. How did they do it? Well, there are a couple of ways. One involves 8 steps and the other involves 6 steps. Now, if I were with John McLean, I'd probably stare into his dreamy eyes, but I'd also want to help save the day and take the 6-step solution. So here's what I do. Okay, with 2 empty jugs, I would fill the 5-gallon jug, which means the 5-gallon jug now has 5 gallons of water. I would pour the 5-gallon jug into the 3-gallon jug, which now means I have the 3-gallon jug filled with 3 gallons and the 5-gallon jug filled with 2 gallons of water. Then I would pour out the 3-gallon jug, leaving only 2 gallons of water in the 5-gallon jug. Are you following me? Then I would pour the 2 gallons of water from the 5-gallon jug into the 3-gallon bottle. Then I would have an empty 5-gallon jug. Then I would fill the 5-gallon jug completely full. That's giving me 5 gallons of water in the 5-gallon jug and 2 gallons of water in the 3-gallon jug. Then I would pour water from the 5-gallon jug into the 3-gallon jug, giving me 3 gallons of water in the 3-gallon jug and 4 gallons of water in the 5-gallon jug. And bada boom, bada bing, we've got 4 gallons of water. We just saved the day. If you want to see what I'm talking about, please feel free to visit me at my website, mathsciencehistory.com, and check out my blog on this. I'll have images to explain how this process is done, and I'll also include the second solution as well. So this problem is a perfect example of discrete mathematics, and it's not like the same discrete that involves my secret about Bruce Willis. It's a different type of discrete. In discrete mathematics, the word discrete means distinct, disconnected, and discontinuous. Imagine it like this. When you learn algebra, which is linear, and calculus, which includes continuously changing processes, you're learning about numbers that vary from one to the next really smoothly. In discrete mathematics, the numbers don't vary smoothly. Instead, they're all sets or packets of information. Discrete mathematics includes sequences of individual steps. So in this case, instead of just counting 1 gallon, 2 gallon, 3 gallons, 4 gallons, we are taking a sequence of steps with a set of numbers to achieve 4 gallons. Discrete math is such a wonderful foundation in math that underlies all the science and mathematics that goes into computer science and how we pack information together now in sets. Discrete math is fun, and in my opinion, it's addictive. I really believe that discrete mathematics is as cool as Bruce Willis. Mathologer has a great video that I will provide on my blog that creates a process for understanding how to solve this problem. This is great because technically the method that they teach on that video provides a way for one to solve any 2-bucket problem, given that the 2 buckets are different sizes. So please visit my website and feel free to check it out and have some fun with that one too. And if you're interested in learning more about discrete math, I want to recommend 2 of my absolute favorite college textbooks on discrete math. The first, titled Discrete Mathematics with Applications, is one of the easiest college textbooks in this subject to understand. It is written by Dr. Susanna S. Epp. Dr. Epp is a professor emerita of mathematical sciences at DePaul University in Chicago. I bought this for fun, of course, as an undergrad, and it became my new favorite math Bible. I love this book. The second book is Mathematics for Information Technology by Dr. Alfred Basta, Professor Nadine Basta, and Professor Stéphane Delong. Dr. Basta was my professor in my undergrad studies. So, hey, shout out to Dr. Basta. Hey, Dr. Basta. And this book is really a fun read, full of puzzles and math problems. And as a math nerd, I found it enjoyable to the very last page. So, speaking of fun and enjoyable, There is a movie that is rumored to come out next year, and it is called McClane, and it stars, you guessed it, the dreamy Bruce Willis. But shh, that's a discreet secret between us. So, until next week, yippee-ki-yay and carpe diem. I'm Gabrielle Burchak. This podcast has been brought to you by Caffeine. Delicious, wonderful, nectar of the gods caffeine. Coffee, tea, coffee candy, you name it. I love it. Thank you for listening to Math Science History. If you are interested in reading more about the history of math and science, please come visit me at mathsciencehistory.com. And while you are there, if you like what you're listening to, please feel free to click on that coffee button and buy me a cup of coffee. Until next week, carpe diem.